Lily stood outside the door to the infirmary, winding the length of swampy green yarn around her right thumb. In every corner of the woods, campers were squealing, laughing, making friends, and generally kicking up a lot of dust. But Lily was focused on that length of yarn.
Liliana Vera?
In front of Lily stood a lanky counselor wearing a pine green Camp Atropos t-shirt, the name Del printed below the neckline.
Are you Liliana?
Del asked.
I'm gathering Cabin 8 campers.
Lily glanced past Del to the flag circle, where four campers stood amid their luggage.
I'm Lily, she said.
Great.
Del jerked his chin toward her duffel bag.
Need help with that?
Lily shook her head, her wavy brown hair grazing her shoulders.
I got it, she said.
Del looked skeptical, probably because Lily was hardly taller than the duffel was long. But Lily focused her thoughts at the bridge of her nose and, darting her eyes to the duffel, the bag rose, 1 inch, then 5, off the ground. Lily took a step forward in the dirt, and the bag took a step with her.
No need to ask what your talent is,
Del said, watching the bag drift forward.
Been a while since we had a pinnacle here.
Lily swelled with the smallest inkling of pride.
Welcome to Camp Atropos for Singular Talents, Liliana Vera, a haven for the most remarkable children in the world.
As they neared the flag circle, Del pointed to each of the four campers, rattling off names.
Miles, Rennie, Chuck, and Ellie.
Lily did a double take when Del named the last two. Chuck and Ellie were identical twin girls.
You're bunkmates for the next 2 weeks. Let's get you all to Cabin 8, shall we?
Hi,
Ellie greeted Lily as they began their trek through the woods. Lily could tell the twins apart because, despite having identical faces and identical dark brown skin, Ellie had a head full of teeny braids pulled into a ponytail and was wearing pale blue sneakers, while Chuck's hair was styled into wavy cornrows and she wore Kelly green high tops.
Do you like frogs?
Ellie asked.
Chuck and I can identify any species.
Lily replied. Cool. That's when one of the boys, Miles, piped up.
Singular talents are understood as feats beyond standard human abilities and or the laws of physics, he said.
His voice was flat, his gaze fixed on the dirt in front of him as he walked.
Huh?
Ellie asked.
I think what he means, said the other boy, Rennie, is that identifying frogs isn't a singular talent. Either that or he just likes showing off how much of that textbook he memorized.
Beside her sister, Chuck snorted.
Oh, man, she said. They're on to us now, Ellie. I guess we'll have to leave and go to regular person camp.
Ellie poked her twin in the side.
Chuck, please, she said.
They were deep in the shadows of the trees when Rennie joined step beside Lily. He was tall and skinny, with pasty white legs.
Is this your brother?
Rennie asked, his nose buried in a small photo book. He flipped a page.
Cute kid.
Hey!
Lily cried, realizing what Rennie was holding.
Give me that!
Focusing her thoughts at the bridge of her nose, she tugged the photo book toward her through the air. With her concentration no longer upon it, her duffel thunked to the dirt. The front pocket had been zipped open. Lily inspected the album for damage, wiping away a smudge from the photo of Max's 5th birthday party 3 years earlier. It was one of Lily's favorites. Her little brother was balancing a plate of chocolate cake on his pinky, his other arm wrapped around Lily. Lily, meanwhile, was using her own talent to push the cake toward Max's nose. It was the last birthday she and Max had celebrated before their mother remarried, and their stepsister, Hannah, buzzed into their lives like a housefly. Hannah had to go and be born the same day as Max, same year and everything. So in every birthday photo after that, it was Hannah that Max had his arm around. At least Hannah had been assigned to a different cabin for the 2 weeks of camp, Lily reminded herself, zipping the photo book back in its pocket. She hoisted the duffel to her shoulder, which immediately ached in protest.
You should keep a better eye on your stuff, Rennie said.
And when Lily scowled, he didn't even have the decency to look sorry. Instead,
he stretched out his arm like he wanted to shake hands. "Renwick Fennelbridge," he told her. "You might have heard of me." Despite herself, Lily was impressed. She'd studied the Fennelbridges last year in her singular education elective, and she found them fascinating. Every family member was singular, with some of the most fantastical talents ever recorded. "Can you really read minds?" she asked. That's when the other boy, Miles, piped up again. "Renwick Chester Ulysses Fennelbridge," he said, his eyes still fixed on the dirt. 11 years old as of his last birthday. The only living scanner, according to a singular history. Fun fact, Renwick Fennelbridge was once flown to Rome, Italy to read the mind of the Pope, but got food poisoning on the plane and had to go home. "Please find a new fun fact, Miles," Rennie grumbled. "You really know your talent history, huh?" Lily said to Miles. Singular education had been Lily's favorite class last year. Her teacher had been so impressed with her report on Eakers and Coxes that she'd had Lily read it during the opening ceremony of the talent festival. "Do you know about Evrim Boz?" Miles responded without hesitation. "Evrim Biber Boz, born 1576, died 1602. Talent, Cox, able to wheedle talents from one person to another and back again, even transferring talents into inanimate objects to create artifacts. Fun fact, the talent library in Munich, Germany, has 8 of Evrim Boz's artifacts on display, including a cooking pot that makes anything boiled inside taste like lentil stew." "Did you know that later in her life, Evrim Boz said she wished she'd never created any artifacts at all?" Lily asked, scurrying to keep up with him. Unlike Eakers, who could only steal talents, Coxes could pass talents on, either to other people or to objects. Because once you make an artifact, you can't get the talent back out. Evrim Boz tried once with a pair of scissors that she'd coaxed a beard-trimming talent into, and instead, she accidentally replaced the beard-trimming with her brother's talent for cartography. Lily had always had a particular interest in artifacts and the people who used them. Evrim Boz's brother never spoke to her after that. Miles didn't even glance at Lily before continuing his recitation.